Welcome, everyone. This is Russ Galzo, Chronicles of the End Times. Thank you for being with me today. Today, we're going to be talking about something extremely serious and something that's moving so fast that it's hard to keep up with it, and that's the new banking system. We've been talking about this stuff for a long time, but now it's here. There's no question about it, and we're going to look into it, and if you haven't heard about it, you need to check into it and learn about it. SWIFT stands for Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Communications. It's an entity that is looking to control all the money in the world and everything pretty much in the world. And I know it sounds almost like science fiction, doesn't it? We've been talking about the mark of the beast and how this individual and this system is going to control the whole world. And sometimes we just close our ears and we're like, we talk about this forever, blah, blah, blah. But now the technology to get it done is here. And what's going to happen over the next 12 to 24 months is going to change all our lives forever. If you've been looking into cryptocurrencies over the last few months or last few years, you may have heard of Crypto Casey. She's on YouTube, has over 500,000 followers, very knowledgeable on all cryptocurrencies, but also really on top of the news concerning CBDC, central bank digital currency. And for a long time, technology has really been the problem because all the different banks have their own system. And to coordinate all these different systems around the world, especially not only in this country, in one platform that controls them all is very difficult. And that's why most people say, oh, we're years and years away from anything like this. But this company called SWIFT has come up with the answer. So I'm going to play you a few clips here and there from Crypto Casey's podcast. And we'll go back and forth and explain this and look at scripture again. Try to bring it into focus. Let's take a listen.
Global bank messaging network SWIFT is planning a new platform in the next 1 to 2 years to connect the wave of central bank digital currencies now in development to the existing finance system. What's important to note here is how fast this is all progressing. Look, when we first started talking about CBDCs, or central bank digital currencies, we were figuring a couple things. One, the US is losing its status as the main financial and technological superpower of the world. Two, many countries like BRICS and more are dropping the US dollar and looking to alternatives. Three, each country having their own CBDC would not be an effective or efficient replacement of the current global financial system. And four, how quickly can governments actually create, launch, and enforce a fully operational CBDC? And then, just a few days ago, lo and behold, SWIFT is purporting they have it all figured out. If the global financial system is basically Waterworld with one body of water, the SWIFT Ocean, there is really no escape. Here's why SWIFT's unveiling and impending launch of their new CBDC platform is so significant, alarming, and downright draconian. It involves the consolidation of all the bank ledgers around the world into one global financial ledger. Check it out. Once SWIFT consolidates all of the bank's ledgers around the world, they will effectively control everything. One ledger, one banking system to rule us all. You know all these talks about one world currency, one world government, etc.? Yeah, as we've discussed in this video by clicking on the link above, money is a system of control. And once there is one ledger controlled by SWIFT, which is a member-owned entity, the members being private central banks, the same entities that control our money, control our politicians, control our governments through this new CBDC platform, they will control absolutely everything.
Pretty scary stuff. It's easy to talk about it in years past, you know, and read stuff about it in fictional novels. But when it becomes fleshed out right in front of your face, it's a little different story. Let's look at a couple scriptures real quick. Some of these you'll be familiar with, but it's worth looking at again. Revelation 13, we'll start with verse 11. Now, this talks about the beast out of the earth. This is another beast, not the Antichrist. But this is a false prophet. This is his spokesman, right? This is the one who's spreading all the news about him and is going to help him set up the kingdom. Let's read about it again. Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. He performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to the earth in full view of men. Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. So this is the false prophet and the Antichrist's right-hand man. And he's doing all these false signs. And the people of the earth are so overcome and so amazed and awestruck at the first beast, the Antichrist, who was shot and now comes back to life. Then the false prophet begins to work these signs, these false wonders, as the Bible calls them. And now the whole earth is enamored with him. So he orders them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so it could speak and cause all who refuse to worship the image to be killed. Now, we've talked about this before in podcasts recently, that this is most likely to be AI, artificial intelligence. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast, or the number of his name. You have Satan, the dragon. You have the Antichrist, the first beast. Then you have the second beast, the false prophet. And then they create an image, which will be a computer image. It'll be an AI image that will be able to speak and control all the finances in the world. So that brings us to where we are now, talking about SWIFT and what you're hearing about this complete takeover of all the finances in the world. It's no longer science fiction. It's no longer a fable. It's no longer a prophecy unfulfilled. In this next clip, Casey talks about things that we own that have value that are not money will be tokenized so they can be tracked, controlled, and valued.
Here's the key term, tokenized assets. Here's the deal. With one world ledger, it won't just be money in the form of CBDCs on this ledger that controls how, when, or even if we get to spend our money. They're consolidating a ledger that will have complete control over everything that we own. Your house will become a tokenized asset on this one world ledger. Your car, your driver's license, your passports, your insurance policies, your stocks, your bonds, your gold, your silver, your art, your rental properties, any certifications, professional licenses, or degrees you have, tokenized.
That is prophecy fulfilled right before our eyes. We have to keep in mind that the Antichrist and all this we read about him and what's going to happen during the tribulation and the mark of the beast, these things aren't going to be created by the Antichrist at the time that he comes. They're already going to be in place. This system will be out there and being used when he comes into power. Therefore, all he has to do is pervert it and change a couple of codes. This doesn't mean that the Antichrist is going to rise up tomorrow, next week, or even next year, or 2 or 3 years from now. But it does tell us that any roadblock that used to be there to fulfill these prophecies and bring on the Antichrist and eventually the glory of the new kingdom in Jesus Christ is getting closer by the minute. Let's turn to Daniel chapter 12. I think this is very important to read. This is a vision Daniel had in the last chapter of the book. Chapter 12, we're going to start with verse 1. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such as not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, this is the Jews, everyone whose name is found written in the book will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, close up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase in knowledge. This is a very important piece of scripture. It's not just about doom and gloom. It's telling him that there's going to be salvation. There's going to be great moves of God in the midst of all the darkness. And that's what we have to focus on. These are times of great opportunity. It said the righteous shall shine as the stars in the sky. That's what we need to do. We need to be the light. The Holy Spirit predicts in Daniel that knowledge shall increase. Not only technical knowledge, but scriptural knowledge. God is in the process of revealing many things to many of us because he doesn't want us to be in the dark. He wants his church to know where they are in a timeline. He wants us to be active. He wants us to be inspired. That's why he's revealing these truths to us. That's why he's allowing us to see these things. So let's turn back to Crypto Casey one more time and listen to a couple things that I think we need to hear.
They will have the ability to restrict your access to your money, to freeze all of your accounts if you speak out against or rival their agendas. You will have zero privacy with how you choose to spend your money. They can impose geographic spending limits, meaning if you go into a certain store or are in a certain location anywhere around the world, they can change the amount of money you have access to automatically. They can put restrictions and limits on what you can buy with your money, meaning they can control what you buy and how much of it you buy automatically. They can put restrictions and limits on the amount of money you save, meaning they can force you to spend any excess money you have that is over the amount of money you are allowed to save. They can implement negative interest rates, which means as your money sits in your account, percentages are taken out, which forces people to spend it or pay a fee for saving it. They can put expiration dates on your money, meaning if you don't use it within a certain time period, you lose it. Your ability to buy a boat, plane, or train ticket can be taken from you. Your ability to enter another country with your passport revoked. Your ability to rent a place to live, to buy food, everything will be at the mercy of this one world ledger. Our lives, liberties, and property are in jeopardy.
You may be listening to this and saying, oh man, this is like too depressing. Another way to look at it is you are living in the most exciting and incredible time in history of the world. Some people say, well, geez, I'd love to have been there, you know, when Jesus was walking the earth. Imagine listening to him speak and all of that. That would be wonderful. I think that's pretty cool, too. But here we are at the end, where he comes back after all these years to restore the earth, and we can be a part of history. In eternity, God's looking down, and he's encouraging us. Be of good courage. Do not fear. Allow the Holy Spirit to use you in ways you never dreamed possible. Yes, the rapture is coming. We don't know when that's coming, so we can't busy ourselves with that. But we can be aware, as the angel told Daniel. This is it. Seal up the book until the time, and now the book is open. Let's read the end of the book, Revelation chapter 22, verse 12 and on. Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me. I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may go through the gates of the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, sexual immorality, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices a falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David. I am the bright and morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. Drop down to verse 20. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. This is our hope. And I pray that you're not too tied to the world, that you can't get excited about his coming. I pray that you're not too in love with money, prestige, power. I don't know where you're at in your life. Thousands of people listen to this podcast. We just passed the 90,000 download mark. But I pray you will seek the Lord. I pray you see these things come to pass, that you won't cast them aside, or you won't become so depressed you can't move. That's not what God has for us. It's okay to have knowledge. That's what God wants us to have. So let's keep keeping on. Wherever you are in this world, God has a plan for you. This is Russ Galsen for Chronicles of the End Times. Keep looking up. The King is coming.